Well, hello again, and welcome to our show here on a Sunday evening, where my guest once again this evening is psychic medium Kelly Jo Monahan, and we have Kelly with us in the studio. Five lovely people in the call queue, and we're just about ready to go. I attended service this morning, you know, it's like the first time in a long time there was a service online. Isn't that amazing now, a service online? You know, and so many churches are doing this now, and it's not just spiritualist churches, it's all churches, you know, that they're all doing it now. I think it's amazing that, you know, that things can come together in that way. Nobody online actually got a reading anyway. This is all readings were for people that were actually in the church, so that's okay. You know, so during one of the readings, the medium said that somebody in spirit was saying, "I'm glad you came here and decided not to stay at home, because I would not have spoken to you online." I think, oh, great, isn't it, man? Amazing, you know, spirit have a wonderful sense of humor, they really do, you know. But was it a sense of humor, or was it that they're just like, you know, there's a place and time for everything. And there are people like that that have returned to spirit, of course, you know, and they take their ways with them, yeah. But they're still looking in on our ways here, and they know that things change, you know, and they respect them, you know. So, without further ado, we're going to do it online with Kelly Jo. Okay, right then.
Hello.
So here we are once again, Kelly, doing it online. But have you had a good week?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So, Kelly, you do service in church yourself, yeah?
I do. Yes, I have a little church that we do online, and it's very lovely that we can do that because our congregation is more older.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, I think it's amazing now that churches are actually going for that now. It was a time when the spiritualist movement, at least, would not have touched that sort of thing, you know, because, it's like, oh, no, we can't do that. You know, but it's like, yeah, amazing. Okay, right, we're up and running then. On line one, we have Holly.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Holly?
I'm doing good. I wanted to tell you that you were right about the bunny. I don't know if you remember, but you gave me a message from my brother, and you said, "There's something about a bunny." And I looked in one of our old pictures, and there was a stuffed animal bunny right next to him when he was little.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so I wanted to share you were right. I know, because I didn't know what bunny either. And I started looking through, and I found it.
Neat.
But, yeah, so cute. I'm wondering if you could get a message from my Grandpa Campbell. Is that possible?
Did he whittle?
You know, I'm not sure. I was very little. I don't remember.
Well, and he was very, I see him bending down and looking at you when you're little. Candy? Because I see candy in his pocket.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. Were they butterscotches?
I believe so. I still like them to this day.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I see the yellow wrapper butterscotch. I think Brock's made it.
Yeah, I still do.
Yep, well, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a wry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful man.
Yeah.
And he was known for his good character.
Yeah, he was very nice. Yeah.
That's what
nice.
I'm hearing. Did he have a white fluffy dog? Or did there's
poodle.
A white fluffy dog with him.
Yeah, I think it's theirs. I never had a white dog.
Okay, well. He's showing me that there's a white fluffy dog with him. Our pets go with us over there anyway.
Yeah.
And then there is a painted pony with a blue eye.
Painted?
Painted pony is like, you know, like a brown and white or black and white pony. It's called a painted pony.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure about that.
And did they have a house up on a hill? They're showing me a house on a hill.
I think back east they did.
Well, that's what they're showing me.
Yeah.
He's with your grandma.
Yeah.
She was a tiny short thing, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So they're together.
He was tall. Yeah.
Now, who is it that had, there's a person who's passed on here on your mom's, no, your dad's side, who had black hair, bangs, and brown eyes, a lady. Do you know who this is?
Not yet. I'll have to think about it, because I never met my dad, so.
Do you have photographs of his family?
No, just him.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. That could be my grandma.
When she was young.
You know. Yeah, his mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So all your passed on people are showing up today.
Yeah.
And now, I hear sister. Did your grandma have sisters?
Probably, but I don't know.
Okay, well then I'll just tell the dead people go away because you don't know who they are. Do you have old people who you can ask who the dead people are?
I'll just look it up later.
Okay, no problem.
I have a sister.
No, they're talking about dead people. Not alive people. So what else do you want to know?
Do they have any message for my life as it is down here right now?
Keep going forward.
Okay.
And trust your intuition, because your intuition is usually right. Because you're always second-guessing everything. You can't regret a choice. Don't you make the best decision with the information given at that point in time?
Yeah. I don't
then
regret.
How can you regret a choice? You can't.
Yeah.
Now, where are you going in January, February? There's like a trip.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I don't have anything planned.
Okay, it's a short trip. That's coming up. Work, you work now, you can do a lateral move. So if you see a better position, apply for it.
In the same company?
Yep.
Okay.
You process a lot of data, right?
Yes, tonnage.
Yeah, they're whenever they show me, I got old-fashioned guides. Whenever they show me and you piled up with paperwork and all I see is your eyebrows.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's just symbolism, but you're inundated.
Yeah.
Well, do as much as you can do within a day. You can't possibly do all that all in one day.
Yeah.
And then you're going to learn a new task, and it might include a little raise. So you're going to learn a new way of doing it. And they are going to change your computer systems at work. That's going to be fun. Yippee.
Oh, no. They mentioned that a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, it's coming.
Oh, barely learning this one.
I know, and I see it. Not, it's going to take them a while to get the bugs worked out because it's not going to work too spiffified.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like I hear like the Jeopardy song, do-do-do-do, buffer-buffer-buffer, do-do-do-do, buffer-buffer-buffer.
Yeah.
Then you have to call IT and all that stuff. Yay!
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it now. Yeah, I always call them.
So, but it'll take a couple months for the glitches to get all worked out. What else you want to know?
If I take this other position, I'm going to move.
You can. There can be a move next year if you want to.
Or I
and
can
I
do
think
both.
They pay for you to move.
Oh, do I do
that
both
would be in
positions?
Package. They
yeah.
might be changing location too.
Change me my location?
I see them setting up two places.
Oh, you mean like two main offices?
Yep.
Yeah, because they have properties in a few states.
So if you want to go to another state, that can be afforded to you.
Oh, no, I like Washington. Okay, then there's a guy named Ray calling. What is his intentions? Why is he calling? I'm just wondering.
Just ask him about what is he a work colleague?
Yeah, just an old friend.
Yeah, I just see, you know, letting you know about people that you haven't seen in a long time.
Oh.
Catching you up.
Yeah.
He's been a platonic friend for years.
Yeah, like 20-some, yeah.
Oh, hello, there you go.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah. And you still don't see my maintenance guy getting fired?
I don't know why they don't fire the dude. But you hired another person?
No, not yet.
You're going to hire another person. He's going to run rings around this dude.
Oh,
I mean, he'll like get five things done in a day, man. Change the light,
yeah.
No problem. Fix the plumbing, no problem. Fix the electric, he's like a can-do dude. And I feel like he's an older guy. You know, like in his 50s.
Yeah, that's fine too, yeah.
And he does what he says, and he shows up on time, and good work.
Oh, it's going to be so different. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be, you're going to be shocked. You won't know how to act.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I think I heard the bell. I don't know if I did or didn't, but.
I don't know either. It seems long.
So, thank you.
thank you too. Maybe he forgot to turn the bell on.
Hey, thank you, Holly. I'm not sure whether I heard it back on either. This is sounding quiet. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. D.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening. Good evening, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. You were right about my second contract starting. It's starting tomorrow, actually.
Oh, good.
So thank you for that.
Good. You're going to enjoy doing that.
Thank you. Anything that Spirit has for me today? Anything they want me to know?
Well, you're going along. You're feeling better about life.
Mm-hmm, I am.
And what are you doing? You doing new curtains or something? There's something that you're doing something new.
I'm learning new investment, about new investment opportunities. I'm studying about...
Do you have anything yellow in your house at all?
Not really. You did ask about changing my curtains last time, but I don't...
Yeah, I keep seeing new curtains. They're bright, nice, and airy. Pretty. But you need something yellow in your home, so find something yellow to put in there.
Okay. Well, I'm in a rented place, and they have given curtains. Maybe you're seeing when I move to my house next year.
Well, that doesn't mean that you can't put curtains up that you like.
Yeah.
You know. But yellow means happiness, joy, comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And you're like getting... You're a consummate learner, so I see you learning something. So, are you thinking about taking like a free class or something?
Well, I'm learning every day. I'm doing courses on YouTube.
Oh, okay. And I see you learning new dishes too, new recipes.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to get your passion back. You know, you're going to get your mojo back. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you thinking of changing your haircut?
No, you asked me last time. I had cut my hair short, and I don't have a lot of hair left anyway.
Okay. So, but maybe you're going to grow it out. I don't know. I just see something about your hair.
Yeah.
Changing how you do things.
Mm-hmm.
I see you getting together with a group of friends. You're going to go out and about.
Right.
Because you don't do much.
That's right.
So you're going to get out and about more. And where are you doing a little short jaunt to? There's like a car ride.
Right.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I haven't decided anything.
Because you have plenty of places to go. You know, right where you live.
Do.
You know.
Right, yeah.
And there's something about maybe a museum or something cultural around you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get fired up about much, but something will catch your intrigue you and you'll go, you know, like a showing of something.
Right.
You know, like some kind of exhibit or something like that. And also see, do you have a record player?
No, my parents used to have one.
Well, I see you playing music, so however you play your music, I see you playing music.
Yeah. Online, yeah. That's symbolic.
Well, more joy in your house. More happy, more... Let's see what else. Do you have somebody who's passed on named Michael?
No, but you picked up on Michael.
Because there's like a Michael
before.
Around you.
Right.
M-I-C-H-E-A-L. Feels like...
What does it say?
You know, he was like in his 30s. Like sandy blonde hair, a little bit shoulder length, hazel eyes, tall and skinny. I don't know who this is, but they're around you.
Right.
And
sense-wise, I'm doing okay. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. He's just been around you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're going to get different kind of bedding for your bed. I see like a comforter. Mm-hmm. You know how they have the whole package, like a comforter, shams,
mm-hmm.
sheets. It's a whole set. So I see you changing mm-hmm. the color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to watch. Do you have two bathrooms in your house?
No, you're probably picking up on the house I'm going to move in next year.
Okay. You're going to have to watch that back bathroom in the cold water.
Right.
You'll have to fix that pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to meet an alive person named Edie. She's going to be a good friend. She's a little bit older than you, but she'll be a really good friend.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to know? Ask questions.
Health-wise, you see me being okay.
You come from good stock. You have idiosyncratic stuff, but nothing major. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
You have a little bit of creakiness going on, but otherwise you're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to watch throwing your foot out when you're getting up at nighttime. Move stuff that you can bang into. Watch your little toe.
Okay.
But I also see you planning like a vacation next year.
Right. With my son?
Yeah, I see you going together.
Is that early next year?
Well,
like springtime.
In next year, I mean, I'm not going far out, but...
Yeah.
You know, you are going to get to take a vacation together.
Mm.
It
How
looks
long
like,
do you see me living?
What?
Yeah, sorry, go on.
It looks like summertime.
How long do you... Summertime. How long do you see me living where I am, where I just moved in recently?
Well, you're working on saving money and stuff. Next year you'll be looking.
Mm.
You know, you want to buy a house, right?
Yeah.
You're working on saving the money. You got to have a percentage to put down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to have savings in your bank account so you can buy something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're working on. You don't have it yet, but you will.
Mm.
And have you owned a house before?
I have, yes.
Oh, okay. You can't get first-time buyer credits.
Mm.
But I see you saving, and I see next year you'll be looking. At least, usually it's better if you have 20%, but I see you at least being able to save 10.
Yeah.
You know, to put
yeah.
down.
Yes. 10, 15.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You're a good saver. You aren't a spendthrift.
I am. Yeah.
You're
Thank
good.
You.
You're good with your money.
Yeah, I try to be. Thank you for the messages, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ken. Have a good evening.
Are we there? Are we cut off?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Right, so are we done?
Yeah.
Oh, we're done with, okay. Right, I didn't realise that we were done with that one. All right, okay. All right, let's see where we're going then. Karen.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
Hello. My question is, I'm supposed to have surgery on Tuesday, and after my surgery, I'm going to take maybe a day or two off and maybe resume. I work from home, so I'm hoping that maybe I can just work from home a couple hours a day until I get better, then go back to like maybe 6 hours or maybe 3 or 4 hours, a couple hours. Do you see me doing it? I'm trying to get my bills situated and heal at the same time.
They'll work with you.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to heal.
Yes.
You know, they'll work with you because they like you there.
Yes, yes. And do you see anything else going on for me? I know I have like 1 month of, I have to go in for treatment and then some physical therapy after that. So I should probably be, have like a 6 to 8 week healing process.
Yeah, but it's going to take a little longer than that. So go slow.
Oh, right, of course.
You know,
okay.
It's not like you're good. Excuse me, sorry. You need to take time to heal.
Yes.
And yeah. It's going to take a little bit longer than you think.
Okay.
But you will heal.
Okay.
But
okay.
You got to be gentle with yourself and don't overdo, because if you overdo, you'll undo everything that they did.
Oh, okay.
Because you always get in a hurry.
Yes, yes.
Well, don't do that.
Okay.
Calm down.
Yeah, okay.
And you have to
yes,
be well, running around and pulling on things. Be careful of that. You know, vacuuming, sweeping, mopping, laundry, even driving. So just be aware.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
But you are going to heal. You're going to take this time to be more quiet. I see you doing introspection and doing your soul's work while you're healing.
Yes.
And you needed to have this done anyway.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Exactly. Some me time.
Right, because you're always going. You don't ever rest. You
yes,
know, universe
exactly.
will make you rest if you don't.
True. Yes. Yes, that's true.
It's not a punishment. It's just, okay, slow down.
Okay.
But you are going to heal. It's going to take longer than you thought, but you are going to heal.
Okay.
Give yourself the whole year. I'm not saying it'll take that long, but, you know. But you're in a good space, and you have a lot of support, and you'll be all right.
Yes, yes. And do you see them? They said that I can only have one family member there, but my mother is disabled. I know she won't be able to carry me home or you know. Do you see them allowing my boyfriend to come along?
No.
Or will they have to?
You only get one.
No. Oh, yeah, only one. Okay. Yeah, he may have to wait somewhere.
Yeah.
Until it's over. Okay.
Make sure you have lots of crackers and soup.
Okay.
Eat something with your meds so you don't get sick. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, make sure you have a something in your tummy.
Okay. Yes.
But after that, you're going to feel better than you felt in a long time.
Oh, I hope so, yeah. Okay. And how do you see the winter months? I'm like very cold here in my apartment. My apartment's very cold.
Get a space heater.
Space heater. Okay. Is there a problem with the heating system here? Because I keep turning up the heat, but it doesn't seem to get warm in here. And we have to pay for our own gas.
Well, is it gas?
Yes.
Yeah, have the gas company look at it.
Okay.
Because I see it works, but just have the gas company look at it.
Okay.
That it'll get rectified.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you see for me for the upcoming months, end of the year, anything?
Well, you're going to have a nice, quiet year. It's not going to be a whole lot, you know, because you're going to be recuperating and just, you know, I see you doing quiet things.
A lot of appointments.
Like reading or journaling or, you know, going within.
Okay.
Sort of like a hibernation a little bit.
Yeah, they told me after this they want me to take short walks, real short walks, and to try to get back to being active.
Yeah, you're going to do that. Make sure you have good tread shoes. Because it snows where you are, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I could walk in the mall for a little bit. get driven there, walk a little bit, and rest. That's my game plan.
You know, and you're going to start a routine that you'll keep. And don't forget to do your PT.
My what? I'm sorry?
Physical therapy.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, exactly.
That's important
that
to
really
do.
Nice girl.
Yeah. But you'll heal. Okay.
Yeah. Her and I gel very well, the girl that does that, that runs that program. I was very happy with her.
And then they you have a thing at work where they'll pay you a little bit.
Yeah, maybe they'll give me a card or something. Or yeah, I don't know how that'll work.
Right now it's all about, you know, the healing, the PT, the taking care of yourself. Not too much is going to go on, hon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes.
It's about healing, all about recuperation.
Okay.
But you are going to get through it. You are going to do good, and it's going to be behind you by, you know, beginning of the year, you'll be feeling so much better.
Oh.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. Yeah, and also with nutrition, too. I want to see a nutritionist as well, so that's also on the agenda.
Yeah, make sure that you eat your protein because that helps you heal.
Okay.
Protein, protein, protein.
Okay.
Again, I'm not a doctor, but that's what they're showing me.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day, man.
You too.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Kevin. Right, so what we'll do, we'll take a little break there, ladies and gents. Ladies and gents, you know, we're going to have to change that soon as well. Because apparently we can't. You're not supposed to use ladies and gents anymore. There's actually a university here in the UK that has banned saying ladies and gents. Crazy. Okay. Okay, so we're going to reset our little timer. That's done. And we're going to go back into Kelly. We only have two people left. We've got 1:18 left to run. And, of course, the music breaking things down for us. So hopefully we will get some more lovely callers. I'm sure they're out there somewhere. Who has upgraded recently? You know, do your computer updates, do they come automatically? Because we are now, believe it or not, on Windows 11. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Let's bring Kelly back, and we should be with Queen.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous. And I want to tell you that you had told me that I was going to take a road trip. Well, I've taken a couple. You also told me that I was going to be playing drums by the water. The essence was I knew the ocean. And one of my trips was I was invited to go to the ocean. And, yeah, anyway, I just want to let you know. So whatever you get, and thank you.
Well, you are going to go and do another road trip. And then also, do you work at a metaphysical shop anywhere?
No, not at the moment.
There's an opportunity to work at a metaphysical shop. So that's coming up maybe the holiday in the January, February. Now, do you do beading?
I do.
Well, there's something about a little boutique shop like your little bracelets and earrings.
Okay.
Now, are you working on a set of tarot cards?
You keep asking me that. Keep talking about it.
Well, it keeps coming up. Sorry, it hasn't happened yet, so it'll stay stuck there till it happens, I guess. But I see you doing your own deck.
Okay.
And then there's, are you thinking of doing virtual classes?
I am.
Because there's, I see you doing virtual classes. So people will sign up for them, and you'll probably start one before holiday. And then
I was thinking about the solstice, the winter solstice.
You mean for the winter solstice?
Yes, for the class, yeah.
Yeah. That's the 21st.
Yeah.
But I also see you starting to be really busy end of January, beginning of February of 2022. Would you ever do a class on being psychic?
Maybe. Because
I see something about that, and then Tara. Teaching people how to read tarot.
Both are possible, for sure.
You know, I see you doing that. And then you'll think of other things as you go along. And do you have a website? Because I see you tweaking a website.
I don't have one as of yet, but I'm going to start utilizing what's available for me on Facebook in terms of placing things.
Well, I see some kind of a website so people can find you.
Yeah.
So I see you starting that next year. And you're going to start culminating everything you want to put on there. You know, like you'll do like a rough draft and an outline and all that. They're telling me that you have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Be careful of it that you don't drop it and break it. I hope you have a case or something for it.
I will put it in the case.
Because they're like, it shows me you dropping it and it breaking. You know, like the face of it being cracked. It's like, be careful.
I will. Be careful.
Like, those things are rather expensive.
They are.
And then be present when you're driving. Don't daydream when you're driving. There's a name... And they're alive, and I don't know if you've met them yet. There's a person named Lucas that'll be important to you. And then there's also a lady named Betty that'll be very helpful.
Okay, Lucas is the name of my niece, her last name. So, yeah.
So that's important. And are you allowed to have pets? Because a cat's going to adopt you.
I'm allowed to have whatever I want, but I don't, and I love cats, but I'm not ready to have them live with me within my space anymore. But
okay, well, there's one that says, hi, love me, feed me, adopt me.
they come around. They do come around now and then.
It looks like a fluffy gray and white kitty. So you got a kitty coming, whether you want to or not.
Okay, I'll say hi and help it find a new home.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Anything else? That's quite a bit.
Whatever else you get on my virtual retreat.
Are you taking people with you, or is it just you doing it?
There's one person. There's two people I'm considering inviting, but one is coming stronger that I think I would have as an added bonus for them.
Yes, that's the one to take with you, and you're going to do that soon before the holiday?
That's my intention, and at the very least January 1st. But I'm planning before the holiday.
Yeah, I see you're doing that. You're going to really enjoy it, and you're really going to come to a lot of revelations. So it'll be very good for you to do that. It'll be like a warm hug. It'll restore you a lot. Restore your soul, they say.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. The content would have to do with feminine goddesses, healing. I'm not, I'm still figuring it out, but around those kind of things. Any insight?
Empowerment. Yeah. And also you're going to teach how to work with the shadow side.
Yes, that's important. Most
so
important.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Okay, my phone, the cat.
And this will be a dry run, and then the next time you do it, you'll probably do it in the fall of next year, and you'll end up having about 10 people.
Let us start some.
There it goes.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Queen. I didn't hear it. All right. That's strange. Okay. I didn't hear nothing. Bill. So, okay. Righty, now then. The call queue is not increasing. So after the next call now, we will take some more music. We've got over an hour left to run. Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. Hello. Hey, Veronica. She's not there, Ken.
Veronica? No? Are you there, Veronica? Veronica, are you there? No. Okay, then. Right. Talking to somebody there in the background, obviously not paying much attention to us here at the moment, or caught up in something by the sound of it, but there you go. So what we'll do, we'll take that break. 1 hour and 6 minutes left on the clock. The number, as always, to call in, 646-668-8735. Prefix 1 if you are calling from outside the USA. There you go. Okay, we're working on systems whereby people from other countries are able to call as well. We'll come to some fix there for that in the new year, I'm sure. Go CCR going off around that bend again. So, and you know something, that they're still going. And I don't know whether the original members are all still here with us or not. But you know that they're touring. And I've seen them post up there for touring, and I don't know whether they ever been in the UK, because I don't remember seeing them. But okay, but it's a thing. Yeah. I was quite fond of CCR there, Creedence Clearwater Revival, as they were originally known, by their official name. And when I started doing disco, that's a word to conjure with, started doing discotheque, and we had our system there that we used to to borrow for the club that we run. If they say it's kind of already gone, so to speak. They were still there, but they weren't hitting the charts anymore. So it's like, okay, so my friend had his music collection and I had my music collection. It was kind of hardly ever got played, really, I suppose. Well, this is strange because it's kind of, there were some tracks there that were very much suitable for dancing, you know. So there you go. Okay. Right, our call queue has not altered and we're in the second hour now. We're just about to take our first second hour call. So if you're out there listening, please do get those fingers dialing. Okay, right. So let's bring Kelly back in then, and we're going to try Veronica again.
Hello.
Thank you so much for the, this is a true show. See how they care, they came back. Please donate to... thank you, Ms. Kelly. I have a quick question. I need to know if I'm going to have any complications with my sibling at this time. Can you please look at that?
Are you guys still fighting? There's like an impasse. What's that about?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, you guys got to come to a resolution.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
But it's the same stuff that's been going on forever. So, it's like you're both doing nanny nanny boo boo.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't think that's going to change that much.
Yes, I understand.
So that's what I get on that. But you got to do you and do your life.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But what I'm trying to see if, is there anything planned the next week or two? I need some time so I can finish. I'm almost done what I need to do. Please, can you please see that?
Yeah, just
thank
keep
you.
What you need to do and you'll get it done.
Yeah, I got the ready attorney. I see him Monday or Tuesday for sure. But I want to know if the any problems, am I going to have any problems the next, like, how much time do I have before it starts?
Well, the lawyer can button it up so there isn't any problem. That'll stop. It'll stop that shenanigans.
Thank God. That's good news, man. Very, thank you. Well, just call me. Secondly, like, my parent here, I had to use the vehicle and I fixed it up temporary. And she's still going to let me, and then I'm going to purchase it because I really put so much into it. It's an old car. I'd like to know if I'm going to be able to continue with that.
So are you the administrative person for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's in the legal. So, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Am I going to be able to still have the vehicle, the one that I'm driving? It's red.
Are you going to what?
Am I still going to be able to drive that vehicle? She told me she sold it to me. Now she's saying she didn't.
Well, you have.
And I'm driving it.
You have the paperwork, right?
Yeah, I have the paperwork, all that legal documented.
So, Legally, it's yours then, if you bought it.
I'm making payments on it. But I have a legal document on it.
You know, that person has mental issues, so.
That is very true.
Go ahead, what?
You got it right. So it looks like she wants to create a problem, and I have the attorney. I'm doing something that's going to be, I didn't want to, but she's too much. Secondly, I just like to know if how much time do I have? Because I'm in her home right now, and I was supposed to get her in a divorce proceeding, but then she's changing her mind. I have to get a quick place pretty soon, and I can do it like in the next 2-3 weeks. Do I still have some time?
Well, you're gonna have to hurry.
How much time do I have?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. What do you see in 2 weeks, please?
You're gonna have to get a place in 2 weeks.
What do you see? Like, is she creating problems, the sibling?
You're going to have to get a place in 2 weeks. That's what I get.
Okay.
Period. Exclamation point.
Got it. What about the vehicle?
It's fine.
Am I still able to come and see her at the home, or I'm not going to be able to after 2 weeks? Please.
What do you mean?
Like, am I, because she said yes to the divorce, and then she said no, and I already have the attorney on it. Now she's saying no. If she says yes, she says no.
Well, it's up to her to decide that.
At the end of the tunnel, does it happen? Do you see it happening or not happening?
Well, right now she decides she don't want to do that. There's confusion.
So how do I get her unconfused?
You can't. It's her mental condition. It's up to her.
So at the end, do you see pursuing a new, and how about a new bright future?
A what?
What about like in the nearby future?
You're going to get a place of your own. You're going to be all right.
And what about her?
She's mentally ill.
Oh.
Have a doctor check her out. I'm not a doctor or anything, but you gotta, you know.
Yeah, but do you see like in the future, like the divorce going through?
She's not going to do it right now. Hello?
Oh, okay, sorry. Not right now.
No. She's confused about everything, so you can't make her do something she don't want to do.
If I provide proof that he was cheating her, would it cause any more damage to her? Probably will, right?
If you what?
If I provide proof?
Prove what?
He is cheating on her. Adultery.
That's not up to you to do. She has to do it in her case, but she's not ready to do that.
I got any messages, please? On anything.
You're going to find a place of your own. You're going to be all right.
Okay. Mom, thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Veronica. There's Veronica. Okay, right, let's see where we are. Carolyn?
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Carolyn. What's your question?
Well, my former boyfriend and I are busy. And do you see things going smoothly between us in business, in our business dealings with each other?
Well, you have, we talked about this last week, yes.
Well, something new happened during the time that, in the last 72 hours, and something came up. And so my question is a little different. In the way of, he thinking about something he had written, and I was talking to him about it. I had seen it, and it really was something that was very negative, and it was directed toward me. And it was some kind of action he was going to take that he was planning on taking against me. And it wasn't legal action. It was something else. And I asked him about it, talked to him about it. And what do you, are you picking up anything?
Well, he's saying that you took something away from him or took credit for something that was his. Is that what the fight's
no.
about?
No, it's
he feels like he's talking bad about you.
Okay. Is it going to get bigger or will it smooth out? Because he is telling me that what he wrote, because we were both looking at what he had written, and it was directed toward me, had nothing to do with any legal stuff, but it was directed to me. It was very bad,
well,
very bad.
Your good name.
No, it didn't have anything to do with that. But I'm just wondering if he's going to take any, if he's going to try to move forward with it. I talked to him about it. I was very, very upset, and now, to my face, he's being very...
But it's not okay. It's like, it's... I hear slander.
Okay. So will it get worse? Will it get more... Will he take it, try to take it to court, or hire a lawyer?
Is this about your businesses? That's what
yeah.
I guess. But what's
yeah.
talking bad about you?
He's talking bad about me?
It's whatever it is, it's derogatory.
Okay.
It's a derogatory thing. And
okay.
it's something about feeling slighted. So what's all that about?
I have no idea. I was shocked when I saw what he had written, and I talked to him about it, and I showed it to someone else, and he knew I was going to show it to someone else, and I just wonder if it was going to go away, or was it going to take a life of its own and grow, you know, is he going to do something else or say something else? I don't know.
Right now he's being sneaky. I hear sneaky.
Okay. All right.
He tells you one thing and does another.
Okay.
So you need to be prepared for that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then businesses are all buttoned up legally.
Yeah, you're saying for me to make sure that they are?
Right.
They are. Yeah, they are. They are buttoned up legally. So do you see him trying legally to dismantle our businesses together?
Well, he can't without your input.
Because do you see him unable to do that then, or he's not going to get a lawyer or anything?
Well, he feels slighted, so you need to watch for that.
Oh, boy. You know, so it'll just stay at that point. It's not going to go any further, though.
Well, you need to get a lawyer, but he feels slighted. He's telling you one thing and doing another. You need to watch for that. That's what I'm getting. So be prepared. So have something, you know, CYA yourself, you know.
Okay.
Sorry, it's going to get ugly.
It is?
It feels ugly.
Oh, it is going to get ugly.
Yep. He feels slighted.
So do you see the outcome of that where I feel satisfied with the outcome or anything like that?
It's buttoned up legally, so you're protected, but it's going to get ugly. That's all I'm telling you.
But you don't see me losing anything, right?
It's buttoned up legally. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. That's all I'm getting, but be prepared.
Wow. This came as quite a surprise.
Because there's a slighted... He feels slighted.
Go
ahead, what?
We know people, and he knows people, and you were saying when I first started talking to you right now, you said, oh, you asked me this question last week. What I had asked you last week was, do you see Donna, there's a woman, Donna, who is now become his, kind of like his ally. She's taking a big interest in him. Do you see her trying to help support his, support him in any way as far as trying to discover a way to legally hurt me or come after me legally?
The thing that they just keep saying over and over, you're legally protected.
Right.
That's what they're talking
about. I don't know how it could get ugly. Is she going to be part of this ugliness, like trying to galvanize support for stirring up whatever ugly action there is?
It's mostly him.
Okay. Huh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Can I turn this around with him? Is there a way that I could turn this around with him?
The only thing that you can do is try talking to him.
You think it might have some impact?
You know, you can try.
Okay. Well, I will try. I just wondered if it would have any leverage with him.
You know, he feels so slighted. I don't know why that is.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm really floored by this. I'm really floored by... There was someone I showed this to, not him. I showed it to someone else. Is anything going to come of it from the person that I showed it to? His last name is...
They have no way to do anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Not that I... you know, I didn't want him to do anything. He wanted me to do something, and I said, no, I don't want it. I just want it. I just wanted to show it to him. And he wanted me to do something. He certainly wanted me to do something. In fact, he's very upset that I didn't do anything about it. And this guy was very, very upset that I didn't do anything. He said that he was going to take it to somebody else and show them. That's why I was asked. Okay, so our time ended. Okay, all right. Okay.
Sorry about all
next
that.
Time. Yeah, me too. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Carolyn. I'll tell the missus.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's stop now. As soon as you go over to me, it's stop. There was a humming sound coming from the TV area. And it's either from the TV itself or from the little digibox that we have. But as soon as it goes over to it, it stops you, sir. I think, you know, I think spirit messes about with things sometimes, you know. Okay, right then, let's see where we are. Sue.
Hello?
Hello, Sue. Where are you from and what's your question?
Long Island and anything about jobs that you see. Thank you.
Are you doing a temp to perm thing?
I'm a lunch monitor right now, but I'm going for a food service interview tomorrow. I need more hours than it's going to give me, but I need to work closer to home because gas is very expensive.
Well, I see them having you do part-time, then it'll work into full-time.
For food service or teacher aid?
Well, there's teacher aid.
Yeah, I'm not doing that right now. I'm doing lunch monitor, and I'm interviewing for food service, so I don't know.
Well, you'll do the lunch monitoring for a little bit, and then you applied for the food service person?
Yeah, it's the lunch monitor was part-time. I'm going for part-time food service subbing, and then maybe if it turns to perm more hours later on because I need something closer to home.
Well, I'm
interviewing tomorrow before I go to my lunch monitor position. I'm interviewing in the morning at 9 for the food service.
There's other people that are applying, so.
Okay.
But there's like a temp to permanent position going to be offered.
Is that the food service one tomorrow?
I don't know if you'll get the food service or not. Because there's two other people.
When is that? What would I be doing temp to perm?
Well, it feels like more monitoring.
But that's what I'm doing now, but I can't keep doing that because it's not enough hours.
Well, there's like, you're going to apply for a position. Don't know if it's the food thing or not. It'll go temp to perm.
Yeah. Yeah, I applied to a position where I'm working as a monitor to be an aide. They interviewed me, but I didn't get it.
Well, there's another position that'll be offered, probably beginning of the year.
Yeah, but I won't be there because I need to do food service because I can't live on 3.5 hours and wait. I can't wait till the beginning of the year.
Well, I'm just telling you what I'm getting.
All right, then I'll just do food service and see what happens.
You know, but there's something about temp to perm.
All right, maybe you never know.
Maybe you'll do two part-time things until you can get a permanent.
Probably is what I'm going to have to do. You're probably right.
So.
I think that's what I'm going to have to do.
And it feels like a split shift, like in the morning and then you go back home and then you go back out.
And do something else, I guess.
Right.
All right. Sounds good to me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, right. That's it. We seem to have run out of calls again. 35 minutes left on the clock. So it looks like we're back to music there for a little while. What we'll do, we'll play some music as we do. And if somebody calls, then obviously we'll stop the music. Now, when I have my microphone and Kelly's open at the same time, there has been in the past, like feedback. It really depends on, okay, we've got a caller. All right, we was going to go to music, but we do have a caller. We have area 216.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah. How you doing, Kelly? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. My question, I have a lady friend that we kind of close and, you know, best friends, but we have attraction. But she had like bruises on her ankle and her arm, on her upper arm. She said it was from she was at a bar and people started fighting. Somebody moved out the way. My intuition told me it was BS. And then like last week I saw a bruise on her arm. And I ain't say anything, so I'm thinking, you know, probably, I don't know, she got an argument with the father of her children, and maybe they was both drunk or something, and there was just disagreement. But she won't tell me, you know. I told her I already know, but she, due to my intuition, but she keep lying, so I don't.
Well, but
to do.
You can't get involved in that.
They don't?
I wouldn't get involved in it. Because it's not a good idea.
Okay.
Because, you know, you'd end up getting hurt. So you don't want to mess with a cray-cray person.
Is that cray-cray to a crazy person?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay.
I'm not trying to be, you'd end up being in the middle of it. You'd be the one that'd be in trouble, so. And she's not going to change her situation, and you can't help her do it because she's in the thick of it. And
right.
Not good. You can't save this Penelope.
She had to do it herself.
Yep, she has to do it herself.
No, I mean, yeah, because we was close friends, and then she came distant. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she, because you see what's going on,
she don't want you to know.
I mean, we worked together, and she was being distant at work too. So I didn't know if she had somebody else, or yeah, probably we still best friends. We still talk, but like evidently, I guess we can't. So.
Yeah, you know, abusive situations are like that, so it's not good.
Okay. No, I'm right. So just let her do they let them work their way out of it and just leave it alone.
Yeah, because it's the throes of it, and it's like you would get sucked in, then you'd be in trouble. You don't need to be in trouble because of somebody else's mess.
Right. okay.
No offense.
Right.
I'm not, you know.
No, I feel you. I understand what you're saying.
I'm not a professional in that aspect, but I see trouble looking, you know. Bad moon rising, not good.
Okay.
Well, they're singing that song, so that's not good. So.
Bad moon rising, okay.
Yeah, bad moon on the rise. It's an old song. You can Google it.
Okay. So more than likely, she probably won't work her way out of it. No time soon. Probably go on for the next, what, 5 years or something like that.
Yeah.
The kids is like, yeah.
It's not pretty, so.
Okay.
But, you know, there's, I know that she's a good friend and you want to help her, but, you know, unless she,
right.
you know, is ready for help, she's going to stay in it, you know.
Right.
But you're a good feller, you know, and you try to do the right thing, I understand, but.
You know, try. So, I don't know. So I'm just okie dokie. Well, I guess I'll just fall back for the moment and let her do her thing.
You know, say prayers. If you pray, pray for her. Pray for her highest good. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I said, so I. I shouldn't say anything about it. Like, I said something about it. If she still denied it, so I was like,
"Right, that's what abused people do. They deny it, you know." So, and you know, she does get herself into pickles. She does have a drinking problem.
Oh yeah, I think both of them have a drinking problem.
Yeah, they both.
Yeah.
When they're both sloppy drunks.
No.
No offense. I'm not trying to be true.
I already kind of know. I mean, I know he drinks. I know she drinks too, but I didn't know she was.
And then they bring the gnarly out in each other. It's like you.
Yeah.
So you don't in the middle of that stuff. You need to find a nice girl and where she don't need to be rescued and. You guys be each other's equals, and there you go, bada boom, bada bing.
Right. Somebody that's already healed. And, yeah.
Right, healed whole adult, you know. You are going to have a healed whole adult relationship. Bet your quarter.
Okay. Man, I just wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing.
Well, you are, but, you know, you can't get, if somebody don't want help, you know, like, you can't help them. Like, you can't lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Right now, she don't want to drink that water, so leave it alone.
Yeah, she's kind of like she's on the security, like, she's got like a codependent. So he takes care of the bills and provides a place to stay. So it's like she's scared to go out on her own. So that's what she's holding on to. So. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, I mean, no, nothing to be sorry about. It's just the real thing that's going on. That's all. So, I'm ready.
But your life is no longer good, and you're in a good space. So don't get, you know, you're always trying to save Penelope. Don't do that.
I was trying to be a hero, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't need to have a lady to save.
Okay.
You're going to be okay despite yourself. I know that you are in another lifetime.
Norm.
I know that you are a good knight in another lifetime.
Yeah. I know when we first started talking, I told her we'd just meet in the next lifetime because, I don't know, something just told me that just got too much going on right now. Next lifetime, maybe we'll hook up. I don't know why what made me say that, but but yeah. So everything makes sense. I guess I was calling for confirmation. So yeah.
Yeah, deep down you know. So, but have you gotten a new job offer yet? You're gonna get a good job offer.
No, not yet.
So that looks like it's coming about. Could come about the end of October. So, look for that to happen.
Okay. Do I have to search out for it? It's just gonna come like
it
a miracle.
It feels like email.
Okay. I'm gonna be looking forward to that.
And did you know that you're a good salesperson?
No, I heard that before. I just a salesperson. Just I don't know. Just working on commission just doesn't feel right to me. I mean, I heard it before, but it's just I don't know.
Well,
people,
in other words,
person.
You're what I call a good closer. You can close a deal like nobody's business. There you go.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks for calling now. Right. We do have another caller who's just joined us, a 559. But what we'll do, we'll take a break. I know Holly's just called back in to listen as well. We'll take a short break because we can only fit one more in now. okay. And strangely enough, on Wednesday of this week, which is like two nights ago, we didn't. Yeah, three nights ago then. All right. Stand corrected, but Wednesday night is like three nights ago now, really, because we're on the 24th. So we didn't see the full moon. It was covered by clouds, but on the next night, it was like, it was there sort of thing. But, you know, you get that little bit of cheese just nibbled off the end so that the mice had started nibbling. And, you know, so, yeah, we put this song in. It is CCR once again. And we put this song into the studio for the next show, really, because it's like the Thursday night show was the night after. So it's like, yeah, but it's there, so we're going to do it.
Don't worry.
No, there you have it. CCR once again. Creedence Clearwater Revival. There you go. CCR, I don't know how it got abbreviated, to be quite honest, but it's easier to say, I must admit. So there you go. Our single bell, single-sounded bell, is back in action. We've got our 10-minute timer that you don't actually see or hear. And when it comes to the end of the 10-minute timer, we sound our little alarm bell, and it works. So it's, you know, it's the same. Right then, 19 minutes left. It's possibly two more in if one calls now. But we're going to make this our last call, I feel. So we have Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kelly.
Good. What's your question?
I just want to know what Spirit has to say in terms of my brother David. How can I help him get back to whom he was?
Support him. You know, be supportive and listen.
Okay. I'll do that. It's hard to do though, because when you want to talk to them, well, I want to talk to him, he just very aggressive and shuts me down.
Well, he's depressed.
I kind of figured. He says he wants to die.
Oh, brother. Here.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's not taking care of his health like he should. Like, he has a medical condition, diabetes, which can be taken care of. And he's refusing to take care of himself. And he says he wants to die. So I'm just kind of like, don't know what to do.
But he's been a depressive all his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's been sort of a depressive all his life.
Okay.
You know? But, yeah, there's stuff he can do. He can change his diet and stuff, but he don't want to do that. He's being stubborn.
Yes, he is. Out of who knows why, but, yeah.
He is.
And his stubbornness is affecting everyone.
You don't listen to anybody.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to do what he's going to do, exclamation point. And he don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The Spirit just says to just hear him out then and be there for him.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Okay. I'm also praying every day.
He feels like with the diagnosis that his life is over and he's all PO'd. But
that,
you,
what's PO'd? Oh, pissed off. Okay, pissed off. Okay, got it.
He told the other person, pray for their highest good. And you need to go forward, you know, because you can't help somebody that don't want help.
Very true. It's just, I'm one of those people that likes to help and doesn't want to see people suffering. So it's even more so when it's their own family. It's just always in the back of my mind. Like, I do things, but I'm still thinking about them.
You hold everything together for everybody else. You've always done that. You need to know you aren't the mother this lifetime.
Yeah, I'm kind of motherly like that. I can't help it. Well, I appreciate you, Kelly. Is there anything else you think I should know?
Well, you're going to take a trip with the girls. You have, like, two friends that you're really good friends with.
and long-term friends, and you and the girls are going to get together.
I see you doing
like a weekend trip, and that'll be a lot of fun for you.
Oh, that makes sense. I've been wanting to do something. I reside in California. I was thinking of going up north and towards Sonoma and doing something fun.
I see you snapping and catching up, and it's time for you to have fun for you.
Yeah, true to that. Yeah, looking forward to that. Well, thank you so much. I don't want to take your time. And thanks to Ken as well for allowing me to be here. And I would like to continue listening in.
Well, I hope that you have a better day.
Thank you. I will. I'm just going to keep on praying and be there for him as much as I can.
Yeah, just pray for his highest good. That way he takes as little or as much energy as he needs.
Okay. We'll do that. Thank you.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Evelyn. Right, I say Evelyn had a few more minutes left there, but okay. So we're 13 minutes. We're not going to try and squeeze another one in now. Kind of impractical. There's nobody actually calling. So we're going to wind it up, play some music as we go out, maybe one or two. And we'll say a big, big thank you to Kelly once again. Until next week, Kelly, yeah?
Thank you. Okay. Next week is Halloween-y.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. It is actually, it's going to be Halloween on the actual Sunday there, ladies and gents. So, it's actually our clocks go back on the Sunday night, on Halloween night, which is kind of strange because it's the first time that's ever happened for a long time. And our clocks here go back on the last Sunday in October. So it's the last Sunday in October and our clocks. And then Kelly changes, I think, the week after in the States. So, you know, it's going to be bouncing around a little bit for a while, but don't get changing your clocks. We are here at 9 p.m. UK time until after Sunday, so the clocks change on Sunday night, which means that when we get up on Monday, it will be an hour less, that's right, an hour back, it goes back, yeah. And so leap forward, fall back, something like that, isn't it? Yeah, spring forward, fall back, there you go. So, right, we're going to get out of here, we're going to play that music and... let's see what we've got for you now. A lot of the music has got to be changed or redone because what's happening is that some of the music tracks need to be refound and redone because they're kind of worn out. I'm looking for something to actually play out with and something maybe that we haven't used in a while. Oh, I don't know. This is always good.
Everybody, you gonna make me wild.